He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead update, and we're previewing the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs. It's their second matchup of the season for this Chiefs team to win this much-needed game on Sunday. What are you looking for offensively?
There's two things offensively. The first is getting the running game going with Charcandrick West. We've seen over the last couple of games averaging 104 yards per game on the ground, actually leads the AFC during that time span. But we saw in the first game, it was Jamaal Charles had 125 yards. The Chiefs offense actually outgained Denver in that game. The difference was really turnovers there, which I'll get into in a second, but it's getting Charcandrick West going. I talked to him in the locker room on Thursday. He is excited about this matchup in this stage because he knows how important this game is, but it's about getting that line of scrimmage controlled. Jeff Allen, that offensive line, they've done a great job last couple of weeks. They need to continue that on Sunday against the Broncos. But if they can protect the football, which Alex Smith's done a great job of, he's thrown 197 consecutive passes without an interception. It's actually the longest streak in the NFL right now. They'll have a good chance. And you never thought we'd be saying this about a Peyton Manning offense, but the defense has really been carrying this team this season. They've got 5 non-offensive touchdowns, so it's really important for Alex Smith to continue taking care of the ball, something they didn't do in the first game, because you want Peyton Manning to prove this season that he can go down against your defense and score points. Those 5 non-offensive touchdowns have really been the difference and helped the Broncos pull out some games they might not otherwise have won.
So offensively, the Chiefs focusing on that rushing game and preventing some of those turnovers. Now switching the page to the defense, what are you looking for defensively for these Chiefs?
A couple of things, and the biggest one is the guys out on the edge need to compete. And Sean Smith didn't play in the first game. It's been a storyline all week. He's going to have a chance to get out there. Marcus Peters out on the edge. He's going to have a chance to compete too, because we know the rub routes. Those guys on the outside have got to get off blocks. They've got to fight through stuff, and they've got to shut down that part of the game. And then it's just get pressure on Peyton Manning. It's a story with every quarterback every week. But the Broncos have some new guys along the offensive line. Ryan Harris, who spent some time with the Chiefs, he's their starting left tackle. Ty Sambrello, their top pick, is out for the year. They lost Ryan Clady last spring. So this is an offensive line that isn't full of the guys they thought it was going to be going into the season. But if they can get pressure on Peyton Manning, force him to make some mistakes. We've seen him make them this season. He's made a lot of them. 13 interceptions, leads the NFL. But it's not just throwing the interceptions. He's down in all areas. Third down conversion against the blitz, red zone. Chiefs defense needs to take advantage of that and make some plays, which we saw him do in the first game with that Marcus Peters pick 6.
Well, BJ, Peyton Manning really not having the greatest season, but you look at these two targets, Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, so important for these Broncos.
Yeah, they had 28 targets in the first game, 16 receptions, over 200 yards and a couple of touchdowns in that first matchup against the Chiefs, and they're going to get a lot of attention. They're going to get a lot of targets, but the guy who's really come on for them in the past 3 weeks is Owen Daniels. He's banged up a little bit right now with the ankle. We don't know if he's going to play, but he really seems to have developed some trust with Peyton Manning, and Owen Daniels spent his entire career with Gary Kubiak, who came over, spent time with him in Houston, Baltimore, and now in Denver. So he knows this offense. It was just a matter of him getting on the same page as Peyton. Now they've had some time together. It really seems like they're doing that. And then you've got Vernon Davis in the mix too, that every week it seems like he's probably going to get a little more comfortable in this offense. So it's not just the guys on the outside, that middle of the field, those chief safeties, those linebackers got to be aware of that, because we know Peyton will find whatever mismatch or whatever advantage he feel like he can find, and Chiefs got to be ready for it.
This is a game the Chiefs definitely need. It's Chiefs and Broncos coming at you Sunday. Now you know what to watch for. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.